Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Equality Act will ban life-saving counseling. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the so-called Equality Act passed in the House. It's now sitting live in the Senate. Now, that means that Senator Schumer invoked what's called Rule 14, which allows him at any time to pull the bill and put it right on the floor without the committees. Now, he also just recently said, well, we're going to also include it in the Judiciary Committee. But I think what's happening, Holly, is that he is concerned that he may not have enough votes to pass it, so he's buying time and trying to get additional support. At the same time, even if it's in the Judiciary Committee, he can pull it at any moment and append it to a bill that requires only a majority vote, like a budget bill, and pass it in the early wee hours of the morning. So we are asking our senators to guard every minute of the day, including in the early morning until that gavel actually pounds down to end that day session and object if this happens. And that will then force the vote to go to a regular process, which would require a 60-vote margin to get past the filibuster. And they clearly don't have the 60 votes. So the good news is, Holly, we can stop it, but we have to be vigilant every minute of every day to stop this bill. And that's why the senators need to hear from people, because this bill is so devastating.
And Matt, what does that tell you? If he feels like he has to sneak it in, what does that say?
Oh, you know, their objective is the only goal, and they could care less how the means are, so they don't have any ethical parameter to go through the normal process and follow the rules.
And they know just this is terrible, so.
Yeah, and so we've talked about some of the permeations of this. It's a massive bill that changes many federal laws. It'll affect every single person.
Every single person.
Everyone. I'm not exaggerating. Everybody. It's not going to just be the baker or the candlestick maker. It's going to be everybody. And it revokes the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, so it affects churches and religious schools and employers.
Doesn't include the Hyde Amendment, does it?
Doesn't. Make abortion, that's right, it'll make abortion legal through all 9 months of pregnancy.
And we'll have to pay for
it. And require funding, which would mean it would be a priority over the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment says you can't have federal funding going to abortion. This would set all that aside.
And how many of us Christians want to pay for abortion? No.
And it would require churches and religious schools and employers to pay for abortion as well.
It's awful.
As well as hormones for LGBTQ. And also surgical intervention, plastic surgery.
Let's talk about how it'll affect our counselors. Like, you know, we've represented many professional counselors that are helping people with their same-sex attractions, their behaviors. They're just counseling them, talk therapy. And they've seen many changed lives as a result. This act will ban that.
Yeah, in the particular section in the introduction of the findings and purpose of the law, it specifically refers to what they call conversion therapy. Now, conversion therapy is not a term that is used by legitimate counselors, but it's a derisive term that's used by these LGBTQ advocates to ban talk therapy counseling for anyone who seeks to change and overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. You would not be able to do that. That's what these LGBTQ activists are pushing for. And so this bill is so broad that it applies to beliefs and perceptions, real or perceived cases, even if they're inaccurate. So it doesn't really have a concrete, specified application. It is completely, incredibly broad and amorphous. So it even applies to how you believe. It applies to online, social media, your websites, your emails, everything that is mentioned online. It applies to the provision of a good, a service, or a program, singular. And the program doesn't have to be a commercial transaction, meaning that it'll apply to licensed and unlicensed counselors. It applies to pastoral counselors, to churches, to individuals of all ages. It's not indicating that this is only regarding minors. They say that it's discriminatory and harmful regarding everybody. And so of all people, with all counseling, licensed and unlicensed, no counsel to change unwanted same-sex desires, attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion.
And this is, I mean, this is just an evil agenda. This has nothing to do with caring or helping people. Because like I said, we've seen people helped from this simple counseling, this talk therapy.
We have. I mean, Walt Heyer was a person who ultimately was sexually molested when he was young, and his grandmother ultimately dressed him without the parents' knowledge as a girl when he visited, because she wanted a girl, granddaughter, rather than a grandson. And so that happened. Then he got sexually molested and he developed gender confusion. And eventually he ended up changing his name, wanted to identify as a woman, going through surgery, and then becoming very, very depressed because it didn't help and didn't address his underlying psychological issues that he was experiencing from his trauma. Eventually he ended up finding the Lord, going to counseling, and he has changed and very content with how God made him as a male. He's been married for many years, and now he helps other people who are going through these same problems and tragic situations. He says, quote, "I see the tragic consequences of policies to expand gender/sex beyond male and female in the desperate letters I receive from those who regret gender transitioning." That is essentially the hormones and the plastic surgery or the invasive surgery to cut off limbs and parts. "And from the families of those who are still caught in this transgender delusion."
And I mean, he helps hundreds a week, and that may even be an understatement. And he has said that he can state that 40% of those people who go through the surgeries end up committing suicide.
Yeah, that go through it.
40%.
That actually go through it. Because what happens is the underlying issue hasn't been addressed that is causing them the confusion. And then there's kind of a honeymoon period, Walt says, after you go through this and you kind of feel good, but then that honeymoon goes away and then you feel trapped and realize what you've done to yourself. Right. 85%+ of youth that have gender confusion, that resolves automatically without any psychological or counseling intervention. One of our clients that we represented, a minor through the counselor and his parents in a case that we've litigated, his name is Ken. He stated under oath that without counseling at a time when he struggled with unwanted same-sex attractions, quote, "I probably would have killed myself. I would not have been satisfied with a government-mandated gay identity."
And see, the key to the talk therapy is the counselor helps get you to the root problem. What is the root problem that's causing you to feel this way or act this way or think this way? You've got to get to that. You can't start adjusting the outer side, the outer parts of your body, trying to fix that.
Yeah, and we've actually said, and I've actually made this argument in federal courts, that counselors are like a GPS. Mm-hmm. The client comes in, talks, and decides that they have an objective. They want to overcome whatever stress that they are experiencing. The counselor doesn't set the agenda. The client does. And listening to the client, then the counselor is like a GPS to try to help that client reach their intended objective. That's counseling. That's the right of self-autonomy or self-direction that is known within the counseling world. Except here, they don't want anybody to have any help when it comes to changing these unwanted same-sex desires, behaviors, or gender confusion.
Because they're just pushing their evil agenda. They don't care about the people that are struggling.
Another one of our clients, David, this is a pseudonym to protect his privacy, testified under oath, "When I was 5 years old, I was sexually molested by a 16-year-old high school boy who was also my neighbor. The internalization of this abuse and having no therapist available afflicted or affected my behavior and resulted in social ostracism. I had traumatic experiences in perceiving and feeling that I was not really a male child. When I reached puberty and for many years after, I found myself sexually attracted to men because of my earlier abuse. For all these years, I carried a feeling of immense and crushing shame for my same-sex attractions. During a period of 20 years following puberty, I became clinically depressed twice, dealt with tremendous anxiety, experienced obsessive compulsive behavior, and knew in my heart that I was very confused about my sexual orientation and gender identity. In the latter years of the 20-year period, I found a course of treatment that truly has helped me resolve the issues that I have been experiencing. All this would be prevented for this man and for so many boys and girls and men and women across the country. Help us to defeat the Equality Act. Go to lc.org/HR5. Send a fax, sign the petition, and call right now. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.